Woke up at the back of the bus, pants around my ankles, a foul-smelling gentleman resting at my shoulder. He mumbled to himself incoherently as my eyes darted all around, trying to figure out what had transpired. I attempted to regroup myself, but noticed the clasps for my jeans had fallen off. I was forced to bunch them up, twirling them into a fist at my waist. Felt for my wallet, but it was very much missing. Wow, somebody must have slipped a Mickey into my drink, I thought. For my head felt groggy, and my thighs felt raw. Same as after that time I was sodomized by the high school wrestling team. I approached the bus driver and asked him if he had seen anything. He stated vehemently that he had not. How imperceptive. Man, I hope I didn't get trained again, I uttered aloud unwittingly, drawing a questioning look from the driver. Held onto the pole waiting for my stop, all the while thinking how wonderful it must have felt for my assailants to pummel me like that and steal one of my most precious belongings. Walking up the apartment stairs, I noticed the word Dick was spray-painted in capital letters on my front door, and there appeared to be a glistening pool of semen waiting for me in the middle of the welcome mat. As I entered my abode, I spotted an envelope from the landlord lying on the floor, and upon opening it, found that I owed the man $25 back rent. Took a warm bath, massaging my legs gently, finally coming to the realization that I had not in fact been anally penetrated, just wrapped on and about the thighs numerous times while they went for my wallet. Making this most obvious, though, was the fact that no blood flowed from my anus as I soaked there. Went to the freezer to prepare an ice bag and placed it beneath my buttocks as I rested. But as I sat on the couch, sewing a new button on my trousers, I envisioned those scumbags trying to use my debit card at all the area ATMs. And I could not help but laugh out loud, knowing that I had absolutely nothing in my checking account, as per usual. They were probably going to every cash station in town, every credit union, trying to deduct my money, but instead getting rejected for insufficient funds all over. And I sat there, needle in hand, and could not stop cackling impishly, despite the slight pain this caused my hindquarters. And I reflected then on how often I have felt there is nothing this world can do to me, how often no one, at least figuratively, could touch me.